Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast.
Hello.
We get the whole team in here. There's a bit of a chat.
Feels like a while since we've had the dream team in.
I know. I feel so much better.
Are you? Yeah, you're a bit unwell.
I was a bit unwell, yes. But today's like the first day I've had a bit of stride in my step.
Good on
you. So I feel better.
Yes. You've been pooing through the eye of a needle.
I have been absolutely out of my guts. It's been disgusting.
Do you feel skinny?
No, which is so sad. I feel more bloated, if anything.
And just hungry.
And yeah, hungry and kind of just want to eat like shit food now.
Yeah.
I haven't really had an appetite for the last couple of days, and now I'm like, give me a burger. But I had a coffee this morning and it sent me.
Got the cramping
and I was like, oh, okay, excuse me. I had to leave pre-show meeting a little bit earlier.
Bit tough on the body.
Yeah.
So we discuss all sorts of things, as you can clearly hear, and some of the stuff that may not have made it up onto the board. Is there anything that we missed today?
I really want to talk about why the world should just be more Dutch.
Oh, yes.
Well, it's a very broad sweeping statement, isn't it?
Just the whole world should just be more Dutch.
I'll tell you what, the Teutons, the Germans and the Dutch, those of the low-lying areas, I don't know, I just think they're... Now, we all have checkered moments in our history, but having been in Germany a bit, And gone to
the Nazis.
Yeah, we've got a couple of calls. Checkered, Pete. He said they had a checkered history.
It's all right, mate. The Italians were there.
Yeah, they were. And hey, you know, we didn't do great things when we got to this country either. But they have a sense of freedom about their bodies, about sexuality and whatnot. And, the show that the two people are dropped on a desert island completely naked, or they've never met before and they're just naked, that could only happen on Dutch or German TV without people going, oh, my God, it's an outrage.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, it's a penis, whatever. The Dutch royal family, one of the princesses is about to turn 18. I'm assuming she's identifies as lesbian. They've said it's fine if the... princess, one of the royal family, wants a same-sex partner, no problem. And
that's it.
That shouldn't be a story anyway.
No, but...
But I just love
but that is not flying in England.
No. That is not flying
at all.
Well, it's flying in England, but just under wraps and secrecy. Because God knows that if you look into history, that there's plenty of examples of that having happened when it comes to monarchy.
They're just hanging out on the island that Prince Andrew's on.
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
But, you know, I went to that German... I know I'll go on about it, but it did have a profound impact on me because I come from a country where everyone's so, you know, nervous about nudity,
offended,
and it was offended. There was the Bill Henson photographs of the, and that's pornography and all this sort of stuff. I walk into an aquatic centre in Hamburg, and everyone, from granddad to little kids, everyone's just walking around naked, and no one blinks an eyelid. And you think, yeah, right, it's just a body.
Yeah, true.
But we get so uptight about it.
Yeah,
to throw you under the bus, Neens. But is that club you went to in Germany? That crazy club
game,
yeah.
Oh my god, you heard of that?
What is that?
I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but I've always thought of it as Bergane or Bergan, and it's
Bergen. It's a bread.
Well, I saw a few loaves when I went there. It's a gay club in Berlin, and there's no rhyme or reason as to why they let people in or don't let you in.
Okay,
so you don't have to be gay to go in. You just line up. You line up like cattle because there's like fencing because so many people want to go. And you line up and you get to the front and the security looks at you and they either say you can go in or you can't.
Wow.
And there's no reason for it.
What's the reason that you suspect? Would you get in there and be like, they only pick the good-looking people, or they only pick the ones with the hot bodies?
No, I don't know. It was an eclectic mix of people, and you have to put your – you can't take phones in, you can't take cameras in.
Right.
And mind you, this was a Sunday when I went in during the day into a club.
There was still a line.
Oh, my God. I've never experienced anything like it. So you go in, the cloakroom looks like a butcher shop. There's just these huge hooks and that's where you can put your coat and your bags and things. And it's a doof club. So it's, it's very dark, very loud. There's curtains everywhere.
You don't need doof music to play in the background.
In the background.
Is there
like
in our mix,
full on in our mix Sunday minutes. During the day. So it's, there's a lot of people on a lot of different drugs. But you just walk past a curtain and there's two men
just making out.
Not even making out, like going at it. And then there's a love swing, and on the bar there's a bowl of condoms, and I was like, how good's Germany?
Yeah. So it's not about do you look over 18, it's do you look like you'll stick your dick through a hole in the wall?
It was a bit more hectic than that, Pete. Like
it's the best we can do. We're using the Mix University.
Okay,
music.
There you go. Yeah. But we don't have any deal. It's just so liberal.
And that's why the world should be Dutch or German.
And you got picked up by a man who just like...
Well, I was there with my husband and a girlfriend, and just out of the shadows, this man... huge man came up to me and picked me up above his head and started going, "You are the queen. You are the queen."
Wow.
And I was like, yes. I could move to Berlin.
Yeah. You were like, yes, I am the queen.
I am, and I'm going to be the queen of Berlin. I bloody loved it.
You know, I wonder that like too, you know, because I'm not a prude by any means, but I also wonder that like too much nudity or too much of that, doesn't that take a little bit of the sparkle away? Like I quite like the first reveal of someone when you're getting naked with them. You know, it's like that first time that you're like, yeah, I'm into you and I want to see you naked. That chance when they take off their clothes is sort of like, yeah.
Sure.
I like the sexy lingerie.
Yeah.
Like I do. I like a good two-piece. Like I like a good set of lingerie. And in fact, in some cases, I find that more attractive. Like that, you know, there's a bit of mystery to it.
Yeah.
Sure. It's just that they're able to draw a distinction between nudity and sexualization.
Yes.
Yeah, I think
we sexualize everything. Girls on the beach with their tops off and people are, oh, my God.
Or yeah, like Adventure World bikini bottoms.
Yeah.
Too brief.
Yeah.
So did you stay for the orgy?
Because I was very sober on this, you know, beautiful Sunday during the day, and it was very intense. Like I think a lot of those people had been there since Friday.
Yeah, recovery.
So it was that morning. You and your husband just went out. We're like, we'll go to the market.
Oh, we just wanted
to get some fruit and some bread.
The Strasse.
And we did feel very. Like very much a tourist in there.
Yes,
like,
yes.
It's famous. We wanted to check it out. We were fortunate enough to go in, but we basically went in, did a couple of laps, and we're like, let's go for a pint somewhere.
If they had waved you in and made your husband stand at the door and gone, sorry, mate, you're not in.
I definitely would have gone in.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
Absolutely.
Well done. I mean, you are the queen.
Exactly, of Berlin.
Be crazy not to go in.
There you go.
Everyone in the world should be Dutch.
Should be Dutch. Or
yeah,
German.
But still, if you asked me to take my clothes off right now, nah.
Well.
Would any of you feel comfortable doing that?
Well,
it's
because we don't
it.
Have the culture
but the
for
Germans
it.
Germans don't take their clothes off in the workplace necessarily.
Yeah.
It's just at the right time.
And I'm fine with you taking your clothes off. Find it uncomfortable at all.
And this is contacting HR.
Jill from HR's gonna
Anything else, mate?
No, I think that's pretty good.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Let's get naked.
I've got one thing I wanted to say. Sorry, I know I kind of dominated that one, but this is an indictment on the world we live in. Prince Charles has got an Aston Martin that his mum, the Queen, gave him for his 21st birthday.
Mm.
Right? Now, Prince Charles has been, God bless him, very active in terms of environmental issues. He said to Aston Martin, I want you to turn this car into a biofuel car. Right, so basically, and they went, oh, no, we can't do that to an Aston Martin. It won't run very well. He went, well, I won't drive it. And they went, oh, okay, we will. And not only did they modify it, it now runs better than it would have done on petrol.
Oh.
So it just shows where there's a will or you've got the power or whatnot that, people will change and we can make change.
Oh, I mean, of course. I'm like, if we've got kids in primary school making solar-panelled cars.
Yes, yes.
It's because we have all this technology. We've had all this technology for 40 years or more.
Yeah,
it's just
that
the governments and all the people with the money.
Don't want to.
Obviously, yeah, because then we're not paying for petrol and we're not paying for oil and we're not.
And those trademarks are sitting on Ford's shelf.
Of course they are.
Over in the US.
Of course they are.
That's where they are. Yeah.
I thought you were going to say where there's a will, there's a Kate.
Oh, God.
It would have been much more contemporary, wouldn't it?
Wow.
That's where I thought you were going with
you
that.
Are the queen.
Thanks. My job here is
you
done.
You are the queen.
You are the queen. You are the queen.
I think that'll do, guys.